From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres.
The town of New Market is considering switching to automated garbage collection with larger bins and is seeking public feedback before making any decisions. At an October 1st town hall, residents voiced mixed opinions, raising concerns about storage space, bin size, accessibility for seniors, and potential job losses, while some supported the change for health and safety reasons. Residents can share their input through an online survey or by emailing until October 17th. Visit the local news page at kcountry937.com for more information. 1 year after Giselle Gutch was struck and killed while walking along Side Road 10 in Bradford, West Gwillimbury, her family and friends gathered to honor her memory and renew calls for pedestrian safety improvements. On September 30th, they placed signs and a wreath at the site where she died, urging the town to act on long-promised sidewalks or paths in the area. With no infrastructure changes expected before 2027, her loved ones say waiting any longer puts others at risk. Yesterday, Aurora officially opened a new artificial turf field at Dr. G.W. Williams Secondary School, marking the town's first turf field with permanent lacrosse lines. The project was a collaboration between the town of Aurora, the York Region District School Board, and the Redbirds Lacrosse Club, which now calls the field home. It's one of three new turf facilities launched in Aurora this fall, boosting the town's profile as a growing hub for sports and recreation. From the Skywards News Center, I'm Raphael Torres.